Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Gone!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
It was an ace-off that lived up to the billing, a heavyweight showdown. Gerrit Cole and Corbin Burns in the finale on Sunday in New York. In fact, we don't even pick up a highlight until the eighth inning. Corbin Burns carrying a no-hitter all this time. He's got a chance to get through eight for the second time in his career.
3-2 pitch. Got him looking. Cutter on the outside corner. Cabrera is out. Corbin Burns with eight no-hit innings at Yankee Stadium.
But the problem was the Brewers didn't have a run yet either. So now we go to the bottom of the ninth inning. Burns is out of the game. They go to the bullpen. Devin Williams hasn't pitched in a week. In a heavyweight fight here, Devin Williams against Aaron Judge.
Here's the stretch. The 3-2. Struck him out with a fastball. Judge is gone. No hits for the Yankees through nine innings.
There has only been four 10-inning no-hitters in baseball history. Well, there is four after the end of the day. And it also nearly ended in the 10th inning if it wasn't for some great defense by the fearless Sal Frelick.
Uribe's first pitch. Hit in the air. Right center field. Weimer back. So is Frelick jumping and making the catch. It's Sal Frelick in right center. The ball game is saved by Sal.
And with everything going on that ended the inning, it preserved the no-hitter. It was 0-0 heading to the 11th. And there has never been an 11-inning no-hitter in baseball history. And it looked like the Brewers are on their way, finally getting that run they needed from clutch Tyrone Taylor.
Again, the infield is in. 1-2 pitch. And this is rocketed into center. Down for a base hit for Tyrone Taylor. Caratini trots home, and the Brewers have taken a 1-0 lead here in the Bronx in the top of the 11th.
However, that would be the only run they score of the 11th. They would leave two men stranded. Then in the bottom of the 11th, the first hit of the game came with one out, an RBI double by Oswaldo Cabrera. So 1-1, Piamps would get out of that 11th inning, leaving the bases loaded after intentionally walking Aaron Judge. In the 12th, the Brewers try to start quickly. Joey Weimer, who was a defensive replacement, at the plate.
Weimer lines one down the left field line. Extra bases for Joey Weimer. Santana comes around to score. It's an RBI double for Joey Weimer. Trades places with Santana. And the Brewers have a 2-1 lead.
He would also add a sac fly from Andrew Monasterio in that 12th inning. It would make it a 3-1 lead heading to the bottom of the 12th. But then Giancarlo Stanton would hit a hanging slider from Andrew Chafin to make it 3-3. Brewers went scoreless in the top of the 13th. Then Kyle Higashioka hit a walk-off RBI double off of Hobie Milner in the bottom of the 13th. To salvage the finale for the Yankees, they win 4-3 in a wacky 13-inning game. The Brewers had 10 no-hit innings, 10 in the third no-hit innings, but they lose the game, only allowing three hits.